This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blanc. Now the headlines. BSF receives 25,000 applications from youth of Meghalaya for jobs in recently held recruitment drive. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu concludes his official visit to Japan. Assam government committed for the welfare of tea tribal brothers and sisters. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha inaugurates Lakhpati Didi program under the Samridhi project at Rabindra Bhavan, Agartala. Now the news in detail. In an indication that more and more youths of the state are inclined towards serving the nation, the recent Border Security Force recruitment drive in Meghalaya received an overwhelming response, with the force getting a whopping 25,000 applications from aspiring candidates. Inspector General of BSF Meghalaya Frontier, O.P. Upadhyay, informed that out of the 25,000 applications received, around 15,000 youths participated in the physical efficiency test. Out of these applicants, 7,000 of them have qualified for the written examination, the IG said, adding that the declaration of results is in advanced stage and will be announced soon. Encouraged by the enthusiastic participation of the youth, the BSF IG said he would recommend to the central government to conduct more recruitment drives in Meghalaya, its border areas and across the entire northeastern region. Meanwhile, the Border Security Force has also undertaken a comprehensive vulnerability mapping of sensitive stretches along the Meghalaya-Bangladesh border to curb incidents of trans-border crime and intrusion by Bangladeshi miscreants. Upadhyay said that the overall situation along the international border remains largely satisfactory, although the internal situation in Bangladesh continues to be sensitive. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu concluded his official visit to Japan, marking a significant step towards strengthening cooperation between Japan and India's northeastern region, particularly Arunachal Pradesh. As part of his concluding engagements, the Chief Minister held a productive meeting with Dr. Atsushi Tsunami, President of the Sasakawa Peace Foundation, SPF, and senior members at the SPF headquarters in Tokyo. The discussions focus on key takeaways from the visit and a future roadmap for deeper engagement in areas such as infrastructure, development, education, tourism, and cultural exchange. Expressing his gratitude to the SPF for facilitating multiple interactions during his visit, Khandu said the interactions have been immensely productive and have strengthened the shared vision for cooperation between Japan and India's Northeast. The Chief Minister noted that the visit aligns with the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Japan's leadership to promote sustainable development and mutual understanding through close collaboration. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma has asserted that the government is committed for the welfare of tea tribal brothers and sisters. He held a special meeting with various partners regarding the implementation of various welfare schemes of the tea tribe. The government and the meeting discuss in detail about the activities of providing better services and ensuring involvement for the community. He also chaired an interactive session with various stakeholders regarding the implementation of welfare schemes for the community and discussed on how to optimize them to better serve the people and ensure saturation. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha on Saturday inaugurated the Lakhpati Didi program under the Samridhi project at Rabindra Bhavan, Agartala. The initiative launched by the Tripura Rural Livelihood Mission aims to empower rural women by distributing rupees 100 crore as community funds to create 1 lakh Lakhpati Didis. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Saha said that strengthening the socio-economic foundation of rural women is vital for the nation's development. He added that the state is moving towards developed Tripura in line with the central government's Viksit Bharat vision. The Chief Minister highlighted that women now have 33% reservation in government jobs and 50% of stalls in government markets. Over 1.77 lakh women have received social security pensions, while thousands have been benefited from welfare schemes like Matru Pushti Upar and PM Matru Vandana Yojana. A solemn memorial service marking the 35th death anniversary of Meghalaya's first Chief Minister, late Captain William A. Sangma, was held in Tura yesterday. The program honored the visionary statesman whose leadership laid the foundation for Meghalaya's identity and its peaceful attainment of statehood. As part of the commemoration, a book titled Captain Williamson A. Sangma, Architect of Meghalaya, authored by Dr. Andrew Simons, Commissioner and Secretary of the Meghalaya Legislative Assembly, Assembly was released by the Speaker of the Meghalaya Legislative Assembly, Thomas A. Sangma, who attended as chief guest. In his address, the Speaker emphasized Captain Sangma's unwavering commitment to democratic values and peace. He noted that Meghalaya achieved statehood without violence, guided by Captain Sangma's belief that violence begets violence. The Speaker described him as one of the most revered figures in Meghalaya's political and social history, whose leadership during the Hill State movement reflected rare courage, integrity, and principled governance. The Northeast Frontier NFR has introduced a series of comprehensive and passenger-friendly measures to ensure comfortable, safe and pleasant festive travel for everyone. Major stations such as Katihar, New Jalpaiguri, Guwahati, Jogbani and Kashiganj have been beautifully prepared with dedicated holding areas, equipped with passenger information, systems, cleaning, drinking water, toilets, fans and ample seating arrangements, creating a welcoming and relaxed environment for passengers. Chief Public Relations Officer of NFR, K. Kishore Sharma, said that the proactive crowd management and safety arrangements have been implemented to make journeys smooth and stress-free. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main inaugurated the Tagin Cultural Society Secretariat Building cum Tagin Heritage Center at Dapo Rijo in Upper Subansiri District, Arunachal Pradesh, on Saturday. He also attended the inaugural program of the two-day Tagin Seminar on Traditional System of Tagin Change and Continuity, organized by the Tagin Cultural Society in collaboration with the Vivekananda Kendra Institute of Culture. Commending the Tagin Cultural Society, Deputy Chief Minister urged the society to work on written scripts of respective community for easy access and for smooth preservation, and to propagate the old cultures, saying without introduction of written scripts, the old art cannot be described and portrayed in full meaning. He also stressed that one should preserve and propagate their own language and culture and religion without depending on others, while also encouraging religious coexistence. In Manipur, the renovated Raja Sainik Board Manipur office was inaugurated on Saturday, marking a significant milestone in the welfare of ex-servicemen and their families. The building, which was in a dilapidated condition, has been renovated by the State Home Department, Indian Army and Assam Rifles. The inaugural ceremony was attended by Inspector General Assam Rifles South, Major General Rav Roop Singh, senior officers of Assam Rifles, retired Indian Army, Navy and Air Force officers. Renovation work includes fixing seepage issues, roof leaks and broken tiles. In Tawang, Arunachal Pradesh, the Northeastern Region National Cadet Corps Directorate on Saturday launched the 10-day border outreach program cum vibrant village tour from Buddha statue Tawang. It is being organized by the 2nd Arunachal Pradesh Battalion NCC Tawang and the Tejpur Group headquarters, with the support from the border units of the Indian Army Gajraj Corps from 22nd to the 31st of this month. The program aims to instill a spirit of nationalism, adventure and awareness among cadets about life in the border regions of the nation. The flag of ceremony of the border villages was graced by Brigadier Bhupal Singh, Sena Medal Commander 190 Mountain Brigade Tawang as chief guest, and Deputy Commissioner Tawang Namgyal Angmo as the guest of honor, along with other senior officials from the civil administration. A total of 44 NCC cadets, including 19 senior division boys and 21 senior wing girls from various districts of Arunachal Pradesh and Assam, are participating in the event. Now, before we close, the headlines once again. BSF receives 25,000 applications from youths of Meghalaya for jobs in recently held recruitment drive. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu concludes his official visit to Japan. Assam government committed for the welfare of tea tribal brothers and sisters. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha inaugurates Lakpati Didi program under the Samridhi project at Rabindra Bhavan, Agartala. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashwani. Have a nice day.